With only a short time before the 2015 deadline to achieve the UN's Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs, the water and sanitation challenges remain daunting. The water targets set by world leaders promise to halve the proportion of people without sustainable access to safe drinking water and without basic sanitation. His Royal Highness Prince Al-Hassan bin Talal of Jordan is chair of the United Nations Secretary General's Advisory Board on Water and Sanitation, or UNSGAB. Having joined the cause for many years, he shares with UN Radio's Derek Mbata the progress made so far.
Well, I would say that tens of millions of people, of course, our reports are not finite, but over 50 million people at least have, according to the cooperation of international agencies and private initiatives, that is to say the private sector and the NGOs, been made aware of the fact that the wheel is turning, that water challenge is deeply complex. So there is a grassroots awareness, and stakeholders are extremely important in an inclusive and sustainable development, which is addressing growing water scarcity and pollution, particularly in slum areas.
Now, what role is the UN Secretary General's Advisory Board on Water and Sanitation playing in ensuring that everyone has access to safe drinking water?
Well, I think in cooperation with NGOs that I mentioned, Global Foresight Group in Mumbai is one of the partners in this exercise, and I'm glad to have invited them to a meeting on Blue Peace, which is the other aspect of cooperation, and that is the management of river basins. We have real commissions which are above the regional politics that have for some years in areas of post-conflict in these different parts of the world succeeded in bringing the stakeholders together and beginning to address on the ground in a programmed manner these challenges. Now, in our region here in West Asia, of course, we have the challenges of the Euphrates and the Tigris, the Jordan Rift Valley, and the Nile, all of which at the moment do not have this comprehensive target in their mind. And in fact, over 36 countries, most of them in this region, are at war, and it is not surprising that most of them are water-starved countries. So I do want to say that it is a process we're talking about. Starting in 2015, if we achieve this water goal, I think we will be talking much more realistically about bridging the gap between our expectations and their realization.
Your Royal Highness, do you think this goal is achievable by 2015?
I think what is achievable is to be able to turn to the World Health Organization and say, you have called for an investment of, say, $540 billion or thereabouts over the next decade. We have the necessary confidence in terms of the responses from different regions of the world, whether in water, whether in sanitation, whether in cross-cutting themes, as I mentioned earlier, to say to you there is a template of realization.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about this template that you have referred to.
Inclusive and sustainable development is difficult with growing population demand. So we are talking in terms of the next decade of 9 billion people. And just want to emphasize that those water-starved are in regions where a breakdown of good governance is one of the basic problems. And good governance, of course, means a lack of priorities. So in bringing up these priorities into a situation where you begin to say that the degradation of the environment, the physical environment and the human environment is not irreversible. This, I think, is an extremely important point of departure. Of course, we've seen hurricanes and typhoons, and not least of all dramatically in the Philippines, and I feel helpless not to be able to do more. But I do think that, as with the post-tsunami decade ago now in East Asia, the idea of reversing priorities, I mean, a squadron of fighter jets would have cost as much as the necessary early warning stations for tsunami. I just wonder whether this template could not be seen as a crisis avoidance measure and a new template of knowledge in terms of regional authentic responsibility for economic priorities, which of course is something that has to be made very clear, not only to the United Nations, but also to the World Bank and the IMF.